It's very unusual for us here at St. Elizabeth to have a deaconless weekend. But Deacon Jim McAvoy is on retreat this weekend. The retreat is being given by Father John Stokely, so say a little prayer for Deacon Jim as he finishes up his retreat today. And Deacon Barry went out of town to celebrate his 50th high school class reunion. Man, is he old or what, huh? Then I thought to myself, oh my gosh, in 2 weeks, Father Chambers and I are going to celebrate our 50th high school class reunion too. We must be old. Think about that. I mean, I look in the mirror, you look in the mirror, you see an old man? Isn't it amazing how we can see readily in others what we don't see in ourselves? I mean, I can remember the last time I saw many of these classmates was at our 25th reunion, 25 years ago, and even then in the early 40s, look around and say, man, some of these guys look old. Ladies, I'm sorry to tell you, some of their wives look old too. But not me. How do we do that? I said to myself, there's a homily in there, not just for me, there's a homily in there for you as well. How is it that so often we can see very clearly in someone else what we can't see in ourselves? Jesus has two peeves to pick with the Pharisees and the scribes in today's gospel. Two bones to throw out there. His first critique is this. The Pharisees don't put into practice what they preach. They give other people lots of burdens and expectations about what they should be doing, and they excuse themselves. And second, Jesus says that the Pharisees are so busy keeping track of who's important, who's not important, who's got places of honor, who's got some status, who's got some public recognition. Their outside appearances are very important, and they're not looking inside to the mind and heart and soul. See, the Pharisees were a group of people, well-intentioned as they may have been, who could readily see and find fault with other people and didn't look in and see in themselves the same faults. Made excuses for themselves. Oh, Pharisees sound a little bit like us. How easy it is for us to see what's obvious in the other guy and not recognize what's obvious in us. So a couple weeks from now, I'm going to go to our class reunion. And once again, I'm going to be looking around saying, you know what? A lot of those guys are old and bald. One of these guys are really showing their late midlife old age. Some are going to be walking on crutches and canes. Some are going to be a little bit gray. Not like me. And I say to you, sometime this week, just take a few minutes to step back for yourself. Maybe in your room. Think about how readily and how often you find yourself recognizing and often finding fault in what's very obvious in the other guy without being able to see it in yourself. Then take a look in the mirror. You might be surprised at what you see.